It's been a little more than 2 weeks since the Discovery Center closed its doors to the public and opened its doors as a child care center. On any given day right now, about 70 kids are at the Science Center while at least one of their parents works in the healthcare field. The Discovery Center's director, Rob Blevins, says the child care started after a conversation with the Springfield Greene County Health Department about when to close the facility because of COVID-19.
One of the things that we learned during that conversation was that one of the pain points or things keeping people up at night was not knowing what to do when the schools closed with the children of healthcare workers.
Healthcare workers pay nothing to send their children to the Discovery Center's child care, which is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. It's an expensive venture and labor intensive. Blevins says there are 5 or 6 employees at all times who are on disinfecting duty.
Handrails before the next group walks through, the bathroom before the next group uses the bathroom.
The children are divided up into classes of 10 students each, and a logistics person makes sure those classes don't interact with one another.
And it kind of works like a freight shipper maybe, or an air traffic controller, where they're actually controlling whether or not a classroom is going to be moving down the same stairwell or the same hallway at the same time, and keeps them from running into each other, and then also allows us to disinfect everything in between use.
The students are fed 3 meals a day plus snacks. Teachers have to be paid, and there has to be someone at the front desk to answer phones. There are 2 to 3 nurses on site at all times. To operate at full capacity, the child care effort would cost about $10,000 a day. Currently, Blevins says they're operating at about half their capacity at a cost of $5,000 to $6,000 a day. They run on donations. He says they would prefer that children be at home with a parent or other family member.
But for some families, there's just no way that they can keep serving the community in their vital role in healthcare as a first responder and have child care at the same time. So we have to do that for them.
And Blevins knows they have a big responsibility. These kids, he says, are going through a lot of stress. They've had a lot of changes in their lives. And so he says they want them to feel as normal as possible while they're at the Discovery Center.
Especially at a time when their parents are going off into potential exposure to this virus. Having that as a stressor on top of everything else is just almost unfathomable.
He says they offer lots of cool programming for the children. They've chosen lessons that either use disposable materials or items that can be sanitized between uses. And they're making sure the kids from at least 7 different school districts are keeping up with lessons and online classes.
But the supplies that you will be needing for our lesson today, so you will be needing a pencil.
Lessons from the Discovery Center's instructors, which are piped into the center's classrooms via Facebook Live, are also available to parents who are navigating the homeschool process. There are 3 a day divided into the different grade levels at the Discovery Center, ages 5 to 8, 8 to 11, and 11 to 14. Blevins says that allows them to focus not only on the kids in child care, but also those who can't come to the center because it's closed. They're working to make sure kids don't get behind in their learning, according to Blevins. So they're offering educational opportunities that combine various subject areas.
So you've got a science class, but then you're going to write about the science that you're doing, and you're going to have some reading assigned about it. And we're going to do some artwork around it. We're going to talk about the history of this specific thing.
They're working to get some community members to provide online individual tutoring for the students. Blevins expects the child care to continue until at least the end of May. He says there's a need.
The shocking part through all of this is just how much help is needed for these families. And to think about the vulnerable populations that we have right now that are on the front lines helping us as a community and fighting for us. And it's just really pretty gratifying and neat for us. We're very proud that we can offer this service to them.
A little more than a week ago, a mom came in with 3 of her kids and said she'd been called back to work in the healthcare field. If she didn't find someone to care for them, she was going to be fired. There were just enough openings for those kids because another parent, whose spouse was at home after being laid off because of the coronavirus, no longer needed child care. Blevins recalls stories like those and says, quote, "It's easy to work hard when you know that it matters." For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.